in the wheel of karma. So some of the people who have made the choice unknowingly to harm their physical form may actually leave life and go into this golden trough of light and continue their lessons somewhere else. But remember, we're all going to end up at the same place eventually anyway.
Also wir sind alle ein Funken Gottes und wir werden alle zurückgehen dahin, wo wir hingehören. Wenn jetzt jemand unbewusst oder unwissend aufgrund dieser Impfung zum Beispiel seinen Körper jetzt schädigt und eventuell schon eher diesen Planeten jetzt verlässt, dann kommt er auf so eine Art goldene Zwischenebene, wo er auch geheilt wird und von dort aus entscheiden kann, ob er diese 3D-Erfahrung weitermachen möchte oder ob er aufsteigen will. Also es kommt immer darauf an, ob er in diesem karmischen Rad weitermachen möchte oder ob er sich dann anders entscheidet. Letztendlich wird aber jeder irgendwo auf seinem Weg immer, dann gehen wir alle in dieselbe Richtung. Die einen eben eher, die anderen etwas später, je nachdem. Oh,
golden trough of light, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Fascinating, fascinating. I've also been told by my galactic friends that there's another Earth-like planet on the other side of this solar system in the same orbital path as this Earth, but in lower third dimension. And many souls will be going to there who don't want to ascend right now to work out their karma or their lessons, whatever. So have you heard the same thing?
Well, I would guess that what they're going to do is go into the golden trough of light until that planet orbits around close enough to be able for them to transition to that place. Logical guess, but I don't know.
Sure, right.
It comes to right. Of your question about what people can do who feel they've made the wrong choice about what they put in their body. The Pleiadians are also very good with offering supplemental help. They tell you, drink pine tree, take lots of zinc, take quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin A. Those are five things that they say, do all of that to help get your immune system to be able to fight whatever's going on.
Good advice, thank you.
Was die Pleiade auch durchgeben, um zu helfen oder denen auch zu helfen, die durch die Impfung vielleicht jetzt schon Schaden erlitten haben und die es gerne rückgängig gemacht haben wollen, dann gibt es zum Beispiel Ratschläge wie, nimm Zink zu dir, nimm den, ich glaube, Kiefernadelntee war das, wenn ich mich richtig erinnere, der da gut helfen soll. Nimm Vitamin A, nimm Vitamin C zu dir. Also all das, was dein Immunsystem stärkt und gegen dieses, was da in dir jetzt ist, dann gegen dieses Gift angehen kann.
Good idea. Well, I don't see the plans the negatives have is to, you know, get rid of most of the population, 95%. It's not going to be successful. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to be hurt in the meantime, but.
Also der Plan der Negativen ist, 95% der Erdbevölkerung zu eliminieren, was aber nicht passieren wird, aber dennoch werden viele aufgrund des Programms, was läuft, Schäden erleiden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we completely agree with what you just said, and it's not just what's been happening during the COVID situation. It's many, many things that are harming human life. Right. We could talk about a laundry list of things. 5G in itself is one of the worst possible elements that we're being shoved into utilizing whether we want it or not. And that is a complete many hour discussion on that element. It's only itself.
Sure. Right.
Also es ist ja nicht nur so, dass man versucht, die Bevölkerung jetzt mit dem Programm zu eliminieren, was jetzt schon seit anderthalb Jahren läuft, sondern es gibt ja viele, die Liste ist lang, mit Dingen, die eingesetzt wurden, um der Menschheit zu schaden, unter anderem 5G, aber das ist jetzt ein Topic, was einfach schon alleine noch eine ganze Show wahrscheinlich in Anspruch nimmt, um darüber jetzt auch zu sprechen.
I've been told that the shots contain nanobots, which interact with 5G.
Ted hat, er weiß, dass in diesen Impfungen Nanobots enthalten sind, die mit 5G interagieren.
We totally agree. There's so much research available now. Pia and I have been researching and looking at all of the details around 5G, nanobots, GMO foods, all of the things that, that have been in a much larger agenda for many, many years. And that's also a topic that, that we could speak about at some later date, if that were possible.
Sure, sure, of course. You're welcome to talk about anything you like on my show. Yeah, absolutely.
How do they
absolutely.
Look like, the nanobots? Are these black worms or not?
Don't know what they look like. I know that they have a metallic reaction. They have a polarity that attracts and responds to 5G short wave of messaging, so that the human body becomes like an antenna itself because of the nanobots that are injected into the human body.
Right.
That's all we've been told about it so far.
Okay.
These black Morgellons, are these different things? Morgellons?
Morgellons. The AI worms, basically.
Yeah.
They're in the masks, too, made in China.
Is it different, or is it the same? Is it the micro nanobots?
I think they're related. I'm not sure they're identical, but I think they're absolutely related and in the same family.
And as dangerous to human biology. Absolutely.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Here, you know, I live in a Democratic state, Washington state, and our governor is terrible, another Democrat. And they have these mask mandates. I never wear a mask, but the Chinese masks, the blue ones, actually have the long AI worms in them, and they crawl up into your brain. And when you're tested as well with these long swabs, the swabs themselves also have these wiggling nanobots that wiggle into your brain. So they stick it way back there to the blood-brain barrier so that it wiggles back into your brain. The whole thing is such a scam.
But Gerhard told us the last time he made some experiments, and he was checking also this things you use to clean your ears.
Right.
And also have the swamp. And he found, you found this little black worms also in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And also in the FFP2 mask, in the im Testset überall. Also in diesem Test.
Yeah. Auch Schnelltest?
Schnelltest, yeah.
Yes. Okay. He found it everywhere, in FFP2 mask, in this test you can do quickly. You don't even have to put this, but they use this test in schools. Our children here in schools have to make this quick test, and they just put it like here the nose. But you also found this little worms in there.
Yeah. Right. Everybody can see it under the microscope itself. Everybody can see this.
Yes.
Ich will es mal kurz übersetzen. Wir haben jetzt gerade noch mal über die Nanobots gesprochen, die sehr metallisch sind und die sobald sie im Körper sind, dafür sorgen auch, dass der Körper wie eine Art Antenne reagiert und mit G5 so interagiert und wahrscheinlich dann dementsprechend auch manipuliert werden kann. Und Gerhards Frage war zum Thema Morgellons, ob sie ähnlich, ja, sie sind ähnlich Technologie, ähnlich gefährlich. Und die Morgellons, die finden wir ja nicht nur in den blauen Masken, sondern auch in den FFP2-Masken, in den PCR-Tests. Er hat es aber auch in den Ohrstäbchen gefunden.
Wattestäbchen,
Wattestäbchen in Schnelltests und das ist überall drin, das Zeug. Okay. I had to just translate it into German.
When you talk about next year in October, that's nice to hear because it gives people hope for the future. Mm-hmm. And when do you think we'll come back to a point where we won't need the mask or the techs and this shot program collapses? Is there a point in time that you see that happening?
Wann seht ihr, dass wir hier keine Masken mehr verwenden werden müssen?
I think they're changing the rules to keep us unbalanced continually. So it's masks on, masks off. Now you take a shot, now you don't. The rules are changing. Now you're locked down, now you're not, to keep us psychologically off balance.
I see, sure.
That's what they've been doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I would say that there will come a time when this starts backfiring. And the first piece of evidence, we have live international calls every other week. Brian, who is here, is our host for our international live calls. And last night on our international live call yesterday, LARTMA made a prediction. They said that there was going to be evidence coming out, research coming out, that the shots were actually harmful and that they were causing death and disease. And it was going to come from a recognized source. This morning, go ahead and translate that, Saskia, and then I'll continue.
Ja, also die, was eben jetzt passiert, ist immer Maske an, Maske auf, doch impfen, nicht impfen, jetzt wieder das, jetzt wieder Lockdown, nicht Lockdown. Es dient alles dafür, um uns immer wieder aus unserer Mitte auch zu bringen, um bestimmte, ja, um uns eigentlich immer irgendwo eine Angst auch zu halten. Und Pia und auch Colin haben ja internationale Gespräche, die sie führen. Und Lockmob muss gestern, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe, oder die letzten Tage, hat er vorausgesagt, es kommt die Zeit, wo es genügend Beweise gibt und diese Beweise dann ins Außen kommen, das von Quellen, die bekannt sind oder die anerkannt sind in der Bevölkerung und die belegen, dass die Impfung sehr schädigend ist, dass sie zum Tod führt. Mm-hmm.
So, in saying that, it's important to remember that even, will you help me out here?
I don't
know where I'm going with this.
I don't.
I just completely lost my train of thought.
Well,
okay, got it. Thank you. What I was going to say is this morning, Nexus News put out the very first research article saying this has been proven. These shots are harmful. People are dying. People are dangerous. Here's the research. Here's the reason. We posted it on a blog on our website so that if people want to go there and read it, they can see this. It came from Nexus News, but we have the link on our blog. It's LARKMA, LARKMAA.com, and then go to the blog site. And it's listed there in the last most recent blog we did.
Okay.
But I see that, Ted, as a turning point. Because it's already starting to turn. Got this big action that's happening in Germany. Big action happened in England a month ago. Now there is evidence saying that these shots are harmful. I think people are beginning to stand up and say no.
Cliff, hi. I'll let you translate, Saskia. And I got the same message I'll share.
Mm-hmm. Also das, was Lockmort gesagt hatte, war gerade dann tatsächlich am nächsten Tag in den Schlagzeilen irgendwo. Sie haben einen Blog, den müssen wir nochmal wiederholen, habe ich jetzt nicht genau verstanden. Dort kann man diesen Artikel nachlesen, nämlich darüber, dass die Impfungen schädlich sind und zum Tod führen können. Und das ist tatsächlich schon erschienen. Das, can you repeat again your blog?
Sure. It's LARKMA, LARKMAA.com. And then there's a blog section on the right-hand side of the menu.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. There's a fellow named Cliff Pye.
Hast du es wirklich, Saskia? LARKMA, wie geht der Blog nochmal?
Ich schreibe sie in Chat.
L-A-A-R-K.
LARKMAA.com.
I'll type it in the chat room so everybody
okay.
can see it.
Danke.
And if I'm wrong, let me know.
I have it here.
Okay, that should be it. L A A K M A A dot com. There's a very good psychic out here in Washington State who has a very accurate track record of looking into the future, and he said by next month he confirmed what you were saying. That information will come out and become common knowledge. But the way it's going to play out is that many of the Antifa and Black Lives members have taken the shots. They'll realize that they're dying and they're going to get very violent with the medical personnel who's given them these shots. And some of these medical personnel will be killed by them. That's the message you got.
Wow. And what was the name of this psych?
Cliff High. C-L-I-F, yeah, Cliff High. He's quite well known. You can look him up. I think you can look him up on Rumble or BitChute. He's not on YouTube, but Rumble or BitChute, you'll find him. You'll find all his
Also,
Cliff, T-L-I-F-F-H-I-G-H. It's called Shedding Woo, W-O-O. He said that people who've taken the shots will become like biological weapons. Well, they'll infect others, so you have to stay away from them. But if you do get hit with that, you take the hydrochloroquine. You can make your own using grapefruit and lemon rinds and just simmering it and then drinking the liquid. It's very high in vitamin C, very good for you. You know, it's not a big deal if you take care of yourself. With zinc's good, pine needle tea's good. All these home remedies do help people keep your immune system high. But he said the same thing, that this information will be coming out here. So.
Mhm. Also Cliff Hayes, ein bekannter Hellseher, und er hat vorausgesehen, hat auch bestätigt, was gerade Pia und Colin gesagt haben zum Thema der Nachweis darüber, der Beweis, dass die Impfungen schädlich sind und zum Tod führen können, wird nächsten Monat passieren, und zwar so, dass es wird rauskommen und viele Antifa und Black Lives Matters Anhänger haben sich impfen lassen und die werden sehr wütend werden und sich gegen die Menschen wenden, die sie geimpft haben. Also das wird etwas sein, was passieren wird, und es wird auch, glaube ich, zu Verletzungen oder sogar Tod kommen, was ich da jetzt richtig verstanden hatte. Und Ted, you said that, how do I know that I never know if I'm with a person who got the shot or not. How do I know I got affected?
You can ask them. If you get like a sore throat and you get like unexplained blisters, for example, then you've been hit with the spike proteins. But then if that happens, or you feel a little like weak, like a flu-like systems, just make that syrupy mixture with either a lemon and grapefruit is fine. Oranges are fine. Anything with citrus, you want that rind. And you cut it off, and then you simply put it in a pan with 2 inches of water on top, and then simmer it for 2 or 3 hours with the lid on top. And then you just drink it like a tea. It works. You can also use pine needle tea. Get that on the web. Easy to get. Zinc is good. Vitamin C, vitamin A. This is not medical advice, but just home remedies to make yourself feel better. And it does work. So don't worry too much about it. The only problem is that if you're a woman and you're pregnant, you can have a miscarriage from being exposed to these people.
Well, also, Ted, bleeding has happened to young girls as young as 3 years old and postmenopausal women. Spontaneous bleeding.
Right.
So the hormonal system of women is being desperately affected.
Right. Well, that's because there's a guy named Bill in Seattle. He owns a computer company with a product for your Windows.
Yes.
And he designed this thing to attack the reproductive organs of both men and women, but especially women. He's got it out for women because they propagate the species, and that's one thing they want to drop down 95%. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's not in jail. But that's what it is. That's history. So,
yeah.
And you said, Pia, 3-year-old girls?
Yes.
Yes.
There's been evidence of 3-year-old girls starting to bleed and postmenopausal women who are in their 70s starting to bleed from being around people who are shedding.
And this is not from having the shot themselves. This is just
from shedding.
The transmission of the shedded material.
Right.
You also ask how people can tell. And Ted, you gave some very good when you get home things about if you've got this and this, but you can also tell energetically. If you start to feel a little wavy when you're around somebody, or maybe your knees feel a little weak, or you just don't feel right, you're being exposed.
Yeah, leave. You can be exposed by breathing the same air.
Yes.
A person, you know. Touching skin, handshake, a hug.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, all of that. So now airlines in Spain and Russia have banned people who've gotten the shots. They can't fly because they're afraid of infecting the other passengers, and also of passengers and their pilots having a heart attack.
Yes.
You take a big...
And there's another part of that. Blood clotting is one of the symptoms of people who have taken this material into themselves. Blood clots are much more possible and probable at high elevation, as in being in a plane at 35,000 feet.
Interesting.
So some of the airlines are going to stop people from flying if they've had the material in their bodies. Yes.
Right. Right. And I know that Aeroflot's done that now, Russian airlines, and all Spanish airlines have done, Iberia, all the other Spanish airlines, and that's going to be spreading to other airlines. Even Delta, that's been pushing the shot, they'll have to pull back too, because they're going to face lawsuits on it. They're so stupid. They forced their employees to get the shots and the pilots. Now it's like a Forrest Gump movie. Duh, now we can't do it now. What do we do now? It's like, I don't know where their brains are. They don't think ahead. You know, they're like robots. The management of that company ought to be thrown out. They're not going to make it. They keep these idiotic management decisions. But could you imagine, let's say you get on a Delta flight from Seattle to Tokyo, okay, 10 hours, and sitting next to you is a person who's shedding. Or maybe the pilot who took the shot dies of a heart attack on the flight over. What then? Plane crashes? You know, can you hear the announcement? Oh, the pilot took the shot, and now we've got a heart attack. Anybody know how to fly this 737 or 757 or 787? Anybody got experience flying? I mean, it's going to get to that point where people who have taken the shot will not be able to travel, period. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm seeing happening.
So. And people who didn't get the shot won't travel neither because there are no pilots.
Right, there's no pilots. Right now, actually, the U.S. Postal Service now is suffering severe personnel shortages, where mail across the country now is taking up to 5 and 6 weeks, where it used to be delivered by Priority Mail took on commercial air flights. Well, guess what? The airlines are cutting back on their schedules now because now they're starting to ban pilots who've taken the shot because they're afraid if some pilot gets a heart attack from one of the shots, they'll lose the whole plane and everything. So they're making a requirement for pilots not to take the shot. So they've cut way back on flights. That coupled with the personnel shortage in the post office due to people who've gotten the shot and they're sick or dead or paralyzed, they're not working anymore. It's a mess. And so the mail now is severe personnel shortages. Also, if you're in the States, try to get an American-made auto part. Not available. You know why? Two reasons. Same thing. People who've gotten the shot are now sick. They don't have enough people to man the factories. Second reason is that many states are now providing more benefits and unemployment benefits than it is working for the company. But now that's kind of things are getting back to normal. More of a case of people getting sick. In Norway, most of the hospitals there, hospitals in Norway are full of people dead and dying from the shot. It's also happening in Texas as well. I've heard anecdotal stories. So you're going to see now the medical profession in countries like Sweden, for example, who've gotten almost all the doctors and nurses as part of the shot, they're going to start dying off. Already they're having personnel shortages in Sweden now from doctors and nurses who are getting sick and dying from the shot. Well, wasn't that smart of the Swedish government? Let's just wipe out everybody. Exactly what they're doing. So, and in the United States here now, there's Pfizer now is inoculating little children as young as 12 years old. The CDC even came out with a study 10 days ago that said that children as young as 12 years now are getting what? Heart attacks and strokes. 12 years old. Amazing. Thanks, Pfizer. Thanks, Governor Inslee in Washington State for pushing these shots. People are dying from it. But the truth is going to come out. It's starting to come out now, and there's going to be a tremendous change, you know, personally. It's already started, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wenn ich einen Geimpften umarme, wie kann ich geschützt sein?
When I hug a person who got the shot, how can I protect myself?
You can talk by Zoom.
No.
Yeah. That's about it. I can
raise my frequency.
You can raise your frequencies. I'm sorry. Raise your immune system. Drink the pine needle tea. Vitamin C. Think positive helps. Attitude helps too.
There are also some things that you need to do that are self-protective. Like if you have a dentist, ask your dentist if they've had the shot. If they, I don't want anybody working in my mouth who's had the shot,
right,
or cut my hair, who's had the shot.
Right.
So in terms of when you're getting services, asking those questions. Cullen and I have just had to go through a whole change in our regular routines of people that we deal with in services because we're choosing intentional people who are on the same path that we are.
We're now asking questions of every service person, as Pia just named, because we want to be sure who is working on our bodies. It doesn't matter what kind of service it is, but we're being very careful. And it's challenging to call people and ask, because it seems rude or it seems a little too forceful, but our lives are more important than not asking the question.
We're also doing it for restaurants. We were going out to eat the other day and we called two different restaurants and asked, have you had the shot? One said, oh yes, I've had the shot, you can come eat here. And we said, thank you very much, and decided not to go there.
Sure,
the other restaurant called and they said, no, we have not taken it, nobody here has. So we chose to go there.
Sure.
So we're taking this seriously into every area of our life because this is a time of major change.
Right. Well, the whole thing was designed pretty insidiously, isn't it? To spread, target women and their fertility. I've also been told by psychics in France that when people take the shot, there's a gray-green shield over them from the reptilians, which changes people from service to others to service to self, because they become more selfish. Mm-hmm. And there's also, they become angry. And so the reptilians feed off that anger. They feed off what's called the lush. Interested.
We're seeing abnormal, aberrant behavior by people all around us. Drivers are getting very, very strange in the way they're driving their vehicles. And we're seeing people in public that are doing things that normally they would not do. So we would absolutely agree with what you just said, Ted.
It's already happening. And
interesting.
You open your eyes and you can see it everywhere.
Fine. What are you seeing people doing, by the way?
Well, I went into the village this morning and I saw three cars stopped in the middle of the road, just kind of looking around dazed, like they didn't know where to go in a village. We're not talking about somewhere you can get lost. There's only two streets. And then I saw two different people walking around looking like zombies, just kind of staring and right in the middle of the street, not getting out of the way of cars, not knowing what they were doing. So that kind of thing is showing up.
Yeah,
selfish behavior is showing up.
We're seeing selfish behavior where people are not being considerate at all. They're doing things in public that no normal person would do. Getting in other people's way or not even noticing that there are other people around them. So we're seeing this in a pretty big way, this quickly after the shots.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to do, is stop the ascension. Saskia, could you please translate the last 20 minutes, please? Just kidding. I'm kidding. Sorry.
I can. I make it in five sentences. Wir haben jetzt gesprochen über das, was passiert, vor allen Dingen zum einen mit den Ungeimpften, die in Kontakt kommen mit den Geimpften. Es gibt Nachweise mittlerweile, dass vor allen Dingen Frauen darunter leiden, die nicht geimpft sind und in Kontakt gekommen sind mit Geimpften. Wir haben Kinder, also Mädchen, die 3 Jahre alt sind und ihre Blutung haben. Wir haben über 70-Jährige, die schon längst in der Menopause waren und wieder angefangen haben, ihre Blutung zu bekommen. Also all das tritt vermehrt auf, vor allen Dingen Frauen, die schwanger sind, sind in Gefahr, denn hier passiert es oft, dass es zu einer Fehlgeburt kommen kann. Wir haben gesprochen über das Verhalten von Geimpften, das Verhalten, was jetzt vor allen Dingen dahin geht, dass es auffälliger wird, dass sie Dinge tun, die nicht erklärbar sind, die man normalerweise auch nicht machen würde. Und was eben Pia und Colin auch beobachten schon im Umfeld, in ihrem unmittelbaren Umfeld, wie zum Beispiel, dass sie Menschen sehen, die orientierungslos sich verhalten oder sehr egozentrisch sind, reagieren. Die Frage ist eben heute, bevor man sich zum Beispiel in Behandlung begibt irgendwohin, zum Zahnarzt oder vielleicht auch zum Friseur geht,
dann sollte man heute fragen, sind sie geimpft worden oder nicht? Und dann sollte man sich genau überlegen, ob man sich von jemandem noch anfasst.